Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Of the six scientists who had originally shared the secret of the death ray, Zarovsky, Bruin, and Schroeder were dead. Dr. Diaz raved in the steaming backwoods. Charco remained elusive and all-powerful, waiting darkly for the final round. And that final round was due when the Cossack, scientist number six, arrived in Rio for the great annual festival, the Carnival. We knew that Fay Corelli, Helena Jansen, and my former school chum Roger Deauville were working against us. Sir Giles Davenport, my Rio contact, insisted on including Bruin's daughter Sally, but I wouldn't have it. Meanwhile, I had neglected his warnings about Fay. I went willingly with her to a secluded spot on the lovely Rio waterfront. It was then that she broke down and made a rather disturbing confession.
Monsieur Bruce, you do not seem to believe that I have done this terrible thing.
Have no fear. I do feel a little strange.
The poison is deadly, slow to act perhaps, but already it seems that it's having its effect on you.
Right. As said, must get to Angelo. He knows about these things.
Then hurry.
Come on.
You will never forgive me for this, Monsieur Bruce.
I won't have opportunity if this poison takes effect.
Oh, dear.
But why do it?
I do not know, Monsieur Bruce.
Not know? Like charcoal business, Fay.
Oh, then I tell you.
It'll be interesting.
I am ordered.
And who gave orders? Or don't you know that either?
By someone.
Boss?
Oui, boss.
Amazing creature. But, what's that you've got clasped in a little hot hand?
The tiny pill, like the one I give to you.
Good, I'll take it.
No.
I'll take it from you only. Help Angela when it comes to working out antidote, if any.
Monsieur Bruce, I can tell you only this. When it has the effect, it make it seem you die from nothing at all.
Natural death, eh?
Oui, that is it.
Well, let's hope that is the death I die, but many years hence. Oh, anyway, here's the car. I'll drive till such times as I feel too strange. Then, if your sentiment's still the same, you take over. Must get to Sir Giles' apartment and no delay.
There. I ring the bell for you, Monsieur Bruce.
Are you sure you won't stay?
I cannot. I go, and may no harm come to you.
I rather fear it has.
Carson, where the deuce have you been?
Here and there, sir.
Well, don't stand there, man. Step inside.
Thanks.
I say, you're a trifle shaky on your pins.
I'd better sit down.
Something wrong?
So, sir, been slipped one of these.
Hmm? What's that tiny pill?
Poison, sir.
Poison? And you say you've been given it?
Yes, in cocktail. Mademoiselle Corelli.
You weren't fool enough to see her, man. Not after...
Now, best we postpone the lecture, sir. Fay admitted this was slow acting. South American variety. Simulated natural death.
Great heavens.
So I thought perhaps Angelo better get busy.
But Angelo isn't here.
Not, eh?
He went out to get something on that Relgano fellow. Hasn't been sighted since.
Then things are awkward, to say the least.
Carson, just how far has this got you? Well,
enough to make the room swim, sir. You too. Fred, everything's fading away. This was another of the several times in the long and bewildering hunt that I knew very little of what was going on. I had a distorted impression of a ghastly look on Sir Giles's face, and then oblivion. When I woke, it was like coming up from a deep-sea dive, cold and dark. Then a glimmer of light, more and more, till there was the raging sunlight. A couple of shadows moved close behind me, but I found that I was practically powerless. The effort of keeping my eyelids up was almost too much.
As I tell you, Excellency, he will make the recovery.
But how close it's been. Carson, old fellow.
How did I get here, sir?
You've been there for a whole day and a half, ever since you collapsed.
Oh, of course, the poison.
A little known poison, Senor Carson. but known to those who count among their ancestors, the natives of this land.
So you did arrive, Angelin.
Ah, si, senor, in time to prevent His Excellency turning in his despair to other sources.
I thought you were for it, Carson.
Remarkably hard to kill off, Sir Giles, old Carson Custom.
I'm starting to believe that, but Jove's I am.
But my deepest gratitude, Angelin.
Oh, it was a great pleasure, senor. Allow me to assure you of that.
It was indeed.
But I dare say, Sir Giles, you're somewhat annoyed.
Annoyed? I should think so. To what will this young woman stoop next?
I mean about me stepping out of there.
Oh, that.
Mistake on my part, sir.
Well, we all make mistakes. And whilst it was nearly your neck, old fellow, it was a most ill-considered thing to do. Especially in view of all that's at stake. The lives of the many people who believe that a death ray is just a scientist's pipe dream. But let's not go into things just now.
No, I'd prefer to, sir.
No, Carson. Angelo says it'll take a day or two for you to be up and about.
Oh, nonsense. I'm...
Yes. See what I mean?
Yes. I am stiff, rather.
This deuced poison.
When it takes its full effect, senor, all your limbs, they cannot be moved.
It paralyzes, eh?
Indeed, senor, and eventually it kills. But not you, now.
Oh, nice sort of thing to slip a fella. But I wonder when she got the chance. Yeah, possibly with cocktails before we went out.
Mademoiselle Corelli seems to have quite a flair for doctoring cocktails.
Yeah? How so?
If my memory serves me right, Carson, there was a time when both you and I were very effectively knocked out after drinking cocktails with Faye.
Oh, yes, of course. But not sure that it was Faye that
she... She was one of the very few suspects. Yet no doubt it'll all be cleared up in the long run.
Such a lot to be cleared up, Sir Giles. And what about Rogliano?
Angelo hopes to get something on him.
Indeed. My relatives and acquaintances remain occupied on the task.
Well, then...
No, old fellow. You rest a while. We'll talk things out later. Besides, I've been given the buzz to stand by for something interesting from London.
You have, sir?
Yes. Could be something further on that notebook we recovered from poor Jacob Bruin. Or it could be a report on the photographs you sent of your lady loves. But we'll just let things take their own course at the moment. There's nothing at all that we can do.
I protested again, but the effort was too much, and I was only too happy to lie back there in the Davenport apartment. The sun streamed in through the windows, and from way down below on the boulevard came the sounds of the busy Rio traffic. But it was all very frustrating. Charker was gloating, making his plans for the final round, and there seemed to be nothing at all that we could do. Faye Corelli kept ringing, even when 2 days had passed and I was up and about.
For you again, Carson. Here, take the receiver.
Oh, it's Faye.
I fear so. Checking again.
Oh, thoughtful of her.
Very thoughtful.
Monsieur Bruce, where are you?
Right here, Faye, my dear.
I am happier. You sound so much better today.
I am. Ready for anything.
Then I could dance all around the phone booth.
And where might that phone booth be, Faye?
Where? Oh, in a place.
But what place?
I just walk past and I see it. And because my thoughts are always with Monsieur Bruce, I must run into it and telephone up where you are staying.
Yeah, but you must know where, my dear.
You're wasting your time, Carson. You're wasting
your time. I must go now, Monsieur Bruce.
Hold on, Tick, Faye. About Charco.
I give you the tingle again.
Faye, every time I mention Charco...
Goodbye, Monsieur Bruce. Goodbye.
You're right, sir. Waste of time.
Mademoiselle Corelli is quite an expert at being vague, old fellow.
Vague? It's incredible. But what is the link between Faye and this Charker?
I've been giving that particular point quite a deal of thought.
Yes, me also, sir. More and more bewildering, I find it. If Faye is one of our rivals, then how could there be some link between her and Charker?
I think I may have an explanation.
You have, sir?
And a very simple one at that. According to the widow of the unfortunate scientist, Martin Schroeder, Charker had but to collar this Cossack fellow's information... And then he was practically home and dried.
Sir, sir.
And furthermore, he boasted that he knew when to meet the Cossack.
At the carnival, as Hetty Fitzhenry was able to tell us.
But what did he threaten to do during the intervening period?
Well, dispose of the opposition, sir.
And that includes us, Carson, and all the others. Miss Roger Deauville, Miss Jansen, possibly Miss Bruin, and Mademoiselle Corelli.
Includes Faye? sir. I don't follow.
No. Don't be too hasty, old fellow.
Sorry, sir.
It may well be that this Charco fiend has agreed to spare Mademoiselle Corelli at a price.
At a price?
Indeed. The price being that she should act as his agent in disposing of the remaining members of the opposition. How does that strike you?
Well, must admit a possibility.
It would more or less explain her actions. Let's say, for instance, that she was operating previously for some freelance international group. Blighters are always on the job, you know, striving for this and that information, hoping to sell it. Purchased it myself on many occasions.
Haven't we all, sir?
Charco knows this. However, noting her undoubted charms, he spares her at a price.
Well, I must take that up with her.
Now, Grandma Carson, remember the last time?
I'll take you along this time, sir.
Well, I hate to be the gooseberry, but I think it'd be as well. Ah, what have we now? Hello?
Excellency?
Ah, at last. Yes, Angelo?
First, Excellency, I have this to convey to you. Major Dent has left again to join us.
He has? I wonder why they're sending him out.
Well, that is all, Excellency.
But very interesting, Angelo.
But there is something of still greater interest.
Indeed?
It concerns this Reliana.
Splendid.
So I'm returning at once to your apartment, Excellency. And then I will convey everything to you.
Then hurry like a good chap. We are most anxious.
See, Excellency.
Well, Carson, Aubrey Dent's coming out again. And we may be sure that London isn't sending him out on a pleasure trip.
And you say, sir, that Angelo has something on this bird, Reliana.
Yes, he says he has, and he's coming along at once. Well, with this in our hands, I rather feel that we may be able to show some progress in the very near future. Now, let's have a snort while we are waiting for Angelo.
As Sir Giles said, there must be a very good reason for Major Aubrey Dent's arrival. And it would be interesting to know what Angelo had on Reliana, Faye Carilli's admirer. But we were to have a long wait for Angelo, and so another worrying interlude in Operation Death Ray.